the first Sunday of this 11th month. We thank you for seeing us through the last month, all the activities, joining mercies, Lord, provisions of our hands, healing of our bodies, and all that you did for us. We are grateful, we are thankful to you. May your name be glorified. Thank you, O God, for this week that ended also yesterday, for all that took place, for the services, the wedding we had, and the success of the same. We bless your holy name. We want to thank you for bringing us back to your house this morning. Thank you, O God, for the blessings in the Sunday school. Thank you for testimonies of your children. We thank you, O God, for the worship service and special numbers. May your name be glorified. We want to commit the rest of the service of the day to your hand, that your grace will stand for us. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to receive something from you today. Lord, because every time we gather, you promise to be in our midst, and your prophet has said that you don't come as an hologram or a recording angel. The blessings that you have reserved for this service today may be ours, O God. May you fight for us and defeat the counsel of the enemy, whichever way he has planned to rob us of your blessings. As we are asking for ourselves here, we are praying for your children that are gathered, Lord, across the globe. We ask that your presence be with them, O God. Those who are on book offline, Lord, who are not physically present in the services, we pray, O God, that you help them to consecrate. You help them, O God, that the network will favor them, and that they will also receive all the blessings you have. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Jesus, most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you, come, please be seated. Let's sing number 44 before we read the scriptures. I want to thank the evangelists for standing in for this 2 months. God bless you richly, sir. And also thank the other ministers for all their services. The Lord reward each and every one. God bless you. quite better for that girl than many that are seated here. Because she's gotten an automatic ticket to heaven. Having already the age of accountability. The prophet of the age said that at her age, that the blood of Jesus Christ atoned for all our sins. But when someone crosses that age of accountability, then everything you do, you've got to face God with it, or repent of them and make them right, that they come under the blood, or you have to stand and answer for those sins before an angry God at that day. May that not be our portion. The church that the Lord will prepare as many as are hit the age of accountability for the rapture. It was said of Judas, it would have been better if you were not born. And for anybody to also have opportunity to hear the truth, and the person despises it and rejects it, it would have been better if such were not born. May the Lord be gracious to us. We want to also welcome Papa Abioye. You are welcome, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. Shall we rise up on our feet as we turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and read verse 12 to continue our sermon that we spoke on last. Spoke on it on the 25th of August and also 1st of September. I don't know how many minutes the service will go, so I'm not sure whether we'll finish it, because we have to do a little review. I haven't left it for about 2 months, and then if we don't finish it today, then we'll finish it in next chapter. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Of course, because of the liberty that God has given to every mortal, we have that liberty every time, everywhere, though we are in church. Though God give conduct of how we have to behave ourselves in the house of God, even Brother Paul wrote and told Timothy that till I come, you look at this thing so that you will know how to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the ground and the pillar of truth. Like I said last Sunday, while I was seated, if I look like this, I'm looking at under the tent. I used to see sisters lie down flat and sleep to their covenants. And everybody that crosses here, roll me up and down, I do see. Then I also do see to this side too. I see brothers go there and stay there for 40 minutes thereabout. You know, talking. We don't have a loudspeaker there. So definitely they are cut off from the service on purpose. On purpose. But that's their decision. Okay. You know what you will do? You remind me when we finish the service. We sing for those bad people because of those other announcements that made us forget. We sing after the preaching. So when you come to church, I also used to see people that sleep also, that are also seated. Sleep. Not small, small children now. I'm thinking of men of timber and caliber. I will sleep until sometimes the eye is red. No problem. We are all free to do as we feel led to do. We're not led, because that one, not as we desire to do, or as we decide to do.
God bless you.
The sermon we preached those two Sundays I mentioned, 25th of August and the 1st of September, is spiritual warfare. And I try to listen to those two Sunday school, main service, Sunday school, main service. I try to listen to them during this week to see. I saw that we have covered quite many things. And it's good that I listen to them myself. I got some refreshment. I will just touch on the subtopics that we have spoken about, then continue where we reach. We spoke about the fact that there is a real God and there is a real devil. We remember? We remember? There is a real God and there is a real devil. And we read scripture to buttress that. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And the prophet told us in message context that we read that time that some people believe that the Holy Ghost is a good thought and the devil is a bad thought, and which we all know is not so. It's not so. We read also from Christian versus Adolescent. And we also read, we also talk about the two powers and the two kingdoms that exist. And that is God and Satan. Those are the only two powers. God is the creator of heaven and earth. He's the one that created all things, including human beings, the animals, the fishes, the birds, everything. He formed everything. The dry land, the sea, the ocean, the vegetations. He made all. And has his purpose for doing everything. Initially, when this earth started, Satan wasn't on earth yet. He was an angel in heaven that was given much power. In fact, second in command to God. And the scripture said that Satan was the anointed cherubim that covered it until iniquity was found in him. What was the iniquity? Pride was found in him, and he wanted to have his own kingdom. If I want to have it greater than that of Michael, which Michael is Jesus Christ in his angelic form. And he began to, that's why we have the first political campaign. He started his political campaign among the angels. And in his campaign, he was able to get the majority to himself. And like today, also have the majority, they say you win. But in this case, he wasn't a winner because the situation that happens here on earth does not exist with God. God is the owner of the kingdom. And nobody can wrest the power from him. But Satan was allowed to become Satan the way he is for the purpose. Because God knows the end from the beginning. And when these murmuring and things happened among the angels and Michael got inside the matter, he took the devil, which is called in his angelic name as Lucifer. Him and all the angels that he has already infected with his ideas and beliefs, they were bundled out of heaven and sent them to this earth. So the prophet told us that it's from that time that the battles of angels become the battles of men.
And the prophet went further to tell us that the human beings that are here on earth, each one is influenced by either God or Satan. That is why, you know, the Bible makes us know that God is a spirit, Satan too is also a spirit. And both spirits cannot do anything except they inhabit a vessel. And the vessels they use, either human being or animal, but God does not enter inside animal. But Satan does to achieve his own aim. And we have example in the scriptures. We went further that day to establish to us that God and Satan, all of them have children here on earth. Children, their own children. God has his own children. Satan also have his own children. And we read through Matthew 13. We can read from Genesis to Revelation to buttress that. But for the purpose of this sermon, we just read from Matthew 13, verse 24 to 30, and then from verse 36 to 43, talking about the parable of the sower, where the Son of Man sowed good seed on his feet, and then an enemy came behind him while men slept and sowed tares among the wheat. And we saw it there that Jesus himself, that gave the parable, interpreted it to the disciples. He said, the one that sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. He said, the field is the world. He said, the seed, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. He said, but the tears are the children of the wicked one. And he said that the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Very clear. There was no ambiguity in it. Very clear and direct. And he said, the harvest is the end of this world. And he said that the reapers are the angels. So it's very clear. So on this earth, presently now, there are children of the devil. And there are children of God. And everybody, after this life is over, they will all end it with their master. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, gave us a little summary. He said, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. That is, this is how to identify them. He said, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Can we say amen to that? He was simplifying this in making it very simple and direct. He said, neither he that loveth not his brother. Because the prophet said that Satan brought hatred to this world. Hatred is from Satan. Then he said, for this is the message that he had from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. And the prophet in God of this evil age told us that according to Ephesians chapter 2, he said we have two classes of people in the New Testament. And he said one of them is called children of disobedience. The other one are children of obedience. He said they don't have things in common. And he went further to tell us that these children of disobedience, they are the children of Satan. No, I preach here, obedience is better than sacrifice. The word obedience or disobedience, it is the translation of spirit to word. Disobedience is a spirit. Obedience is also a spirit. When somebody has the spirit in him to be obedient to God's word, he will just simply be obedient. But some people have that are called children of disobedience. Every time they are always walking contrary to God's instructions. They are children of disobedience, and there is hardly anything you can do about them. I'm not talking about those who have not gotten victory now and who are crying day and night to have victory. That's not the group I'm talking about. When we are talking about children of disobedience, they are human beings who take delight in disobedience to God's word. And they are satisfied. And they are contented. And they are happy with it. And that is what they are going to be planning to do every time. It's not that they don't hear what God says. They will be hearing. But to do inside of them, they are not even interested. In fact, most of them, when they are hearing God's word, their heart is criticizing it. It's repelling it. Amen. I don't want to be nothing today, so if you want to sleep, sleep. No, I will just leave you. In talking about these two powers, the prophet said, the way to know who is the boss, who is the victor, like in school, the teacher does not know who understood all that has been taught, except there come an exam. So there has to be an examination or a test. So the prophet said, when he preached the message contents, he said, contents is a test of strength to know who has power above the other one and who does not, who is the weaker. Because apart from that test of strength, everybody can make mouth. Everybody can make mouth, like the boys. No? I'll finish you. You know, be you, I'll finish you. Even three of you said. All those are theory. But if the practical is allowed, and the two of you face each other, I won't carry the other one and show that one to God. I say, God, this is your child. And knock him on the ground. Well, the story would be different. In fact, once a human being, because we are terrestrial animals, we are terrestrial beings, beings that walk on earth, and everybody has mouth as long as you are in your eternity. Once you are still walking like this one and you are balancing, you are somebody. But the moment these 2 feet leave the ground, you will see this one will close. If it will talk at all, it is begging. Okay, sorry now, I'm not there. You will see talk and that. But when you see has the 2 legs on the ground, you can see anything. But lift him up, you will just close the mouth. So this test of strength, the prophet told us that. The way they practice it in India, they are going to kindle fire in the middle like this one. And they will have a chain, an iron chain. That will be, this group will hold it here, this group will hold it here, and that something will be on the fire here that they have kindled. And these people are pulling it, if they are 15 here, they will be 15 here. To know which of the group has power, both of them will start pulling it. The weaker one, they will start coming towards the fire. They will pull them inside the fire. That don't make mouth again, we are your Ghana. Satan also, in all his efforts, what he tried to do is to try to kindle fire and pull God's children inside. which really the fire is meant for him. Because at the end of this life journey, the Bible told us that the lake of fire is meant for the devil and his angels. And that is the real fire. This fire we have as literal fire here, they are next to nothing. But the fire, Abraham said that the reason that thing is even called fire, he said fire, all this fire is still pleasure. He said the reason that one is called fire is because fire is the only thing that consumes. That's why it is called fire. Because when you, if a old tanker of petrol fall down here, there are some hours it will burn, it will stop. But that fire of God, the Bible said that the worm inside does not even die. When the people from Ilaro came on Thursday for the wedding, the most elderly among them, who is like the father to the groom, I know all the bunch in those days when I was going to Ilaro. So he told me when he came that there is a brother of his that is around that he would like me to talk to him that is living around by that. I said, okay. So finally, he saw the man. Then he called me. He said, this is the man. So I greeted him. I said, where are you living? He mentioned where he's living between Orile and Eruwa. That is this axis. So I said, okay. I said that, how far is it from Bakatari? He says, it's only one people. I said, then fine. Then I called Radio. I said, this is the pastor of the church there. I said, nevertheless, let me tell you that the world wants to come to an end. I said, the world is coming to an end. And anybody who does not believe the word of God as revealed in this generation is going to face the angry God and end it up in the lake of fire. So I just released some few things to him as background so that he can continue. I said, because they used to be, when they had, they used to have be plenty in the place, they born plenty children, they used to spread plenty. I said, if you want people to come to your place for, to come and preach to you, who organize it, I said, but the closest place for you is that place. Amen. The world is coming to an end. Whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, it's coming to an end. If you listen to news, when the newscasters are talking, they will say that this news is concerning the evening of the world. Muslims believe that the world will end. Churchgoers believe that the world will end. Even though it does not go to either, they are being faced with the realities that the world will end. Amen. What is going on now is that God is proving his own children. Because the prophet told us that this earth is God's proving ground, a place of exam to see who pass or who fail. And the exam come in different ways. Like our brother and sister that just lost their child now, it's part of the exam. It's bitter, but it's part of the exam. They never dream it in their wildest imagination in life that they will face such. But when those things have been preached, of course, the husband is a preacher, the father of the child is a preacher, he said, we'll have preached about it. Amen is easy to say. Very easy to say amen. But when the reality faces you like this, it's something else altogether. If there is no substance inside of you, you will just collapse. Unexpectedly, all transits that will come out of your mouth. Something happened one time. A brother lost his wife. He said, if his wife go like that, say then he has to check all that we believe in. your wife going, how does she relate with all that you have been believing? If you believe that she will not die and she died, how does that one relate with this one? The messenger of the age that brought the message, did his wife not die? Did the daughter not die? Did the father not die? Did the brother not die? Somebody called for Abraham and said, when you are passing through this one, did you keep your religion? He said, no, he said, my religion kept me. The exam of each person is different from the next one. If God has 10 billion children, he has 10 billion different question paper that doesn't have any resemblance with the next person sitting down to you. So when he gives you your own, the answer will never be like another person's own. It's a special something he gives to you, which you have to read it and understand it. And then all that you know about it is what we say. May the Lord be our help. And as long as you are still here, you are seeing the exam hall. As long as you are here, you are seeing the exam hall. It doesn't finish. You cannot say it has finished. Finish what? Amen. The prophet said that where this battleground is right in our mind. So you go with it. That's why on your bed, you have battles on your bed. When you enter college, the battle continues. When you come to church, the battle continues. When you are hearing God's word, the battle is in progress. Things will be said that the devil will say, that minister didn't say correct. He didn't say correct. Where did he get that idea? Even when he has read the quote, you see, there's another quote. There will be another quote. Are you the one that will read the quote? Are you going to add to the message? May the Lord be gracious to us. So the prophet told us that the summary of the first day, where the service of the 28th, 25th of August. On the 1st of September, we now started to look at the warfare between God and Satan. And the prophet said, that warfare, he said, it is ongoing. Presently, and it's a great warfare, and it's still raging. But the prophet said, I'm glad that it will come to an end soon. That's our joy, that it will come to an end. When we are saying the world will soon end, we are saying that the battle will soon end. Because the battle will go on until the world ends. Then the prophet told us, I'm quoting from Putting on the Whole Armor of God, paragraph 42 and 43. Maybe I'll read those two, this paragraph, because it's of great importance. And you know, in this warfare between nations, there is a great warfare going on beyond that, and that is the warfare between God and Satan. A great warfare. And that was the first warfare, and it is still raging. All the battle started in heaven, but it is still raging now. But oh, I'm so glad it will soon come to an end, and it will all be over. Satan has his agents out everywhere, watching, spying out on God's people, on God's moves. The enemy is sitting everywhere, watching. See what he can do. He doesn't like happiness. He doesn't like joy. He doesn't like peace. He doesn't like contentment. He doesn't like whatsoever. All the things that God uses to bless his children and they use to give testimony with, Satan is opposite. Now the prophet said, as the devil is setting everywhere watching to see what he can do, he said God has got some out too. That is, he also has his own agents out that are also everywhere and they are watching. And they are spying to also see all the moves of the devil. And the prophet said, we are thankful for that. Amen. Amen. Then we come to look at from the physical how that we have spies. You know, when you talk of spies, it's also in the Bible. It's in the Bible. And the size of the spies is determined by the size of the battle that is ahead or what is to be fought. Look at the two examples I will mention now. Moses, he sent 12 spies to go and spy the land that they are going to go and overthrow. When Joshua was to send spies, how many did he send? Because he just to one city. And he sent it. Spies. They will go and that's why, like I've always told you, everything you see today is copied from the Bible. You can't just go and fight anybody without sending spies to go and find out the person, find out his strength, find out his tactics, find out his power, find out whether you are able to face him or not. And the prophet have told us, which we have read it as we are reading that. When two people want to fight in the physical, because himself was a fighter before, he said they used to learn from somebody. When they know the person they are going to face, then they will go and look for somebody who fight exactly like that. If it's a left-handed man, they will look for a left-handed man. Somebody that lean backward, they will go and get somebody that lean backward. If it's somebody that lean forward, they will go and get somebody that lean forward. They want to learn the tactics that if I'm fighting with somebody that lean forward, how do I counter him? If I'm fighting with a right-handed man, how do I counter him? A right-handed man, there is a hand he is going to bring out first, and each one try to keep their secret, but nevertheless, when they are acting and display, people see it. The prophet said that himself, he had a practical experience. He had somebody that trained him how to fight. He said, when that person will knock him like this one, he said, all the intestines inside of him will almost collapse. He will use something to carry him up like this and knock him down. Until he has to get to a point and ask him a question. This thing you are doing for me is more than training. I mean, did you have another program in mind? I don't know. Are you planning to execute me? Because the way we are doing the training, it's looking like murder. He told the prophet. He said, when you get to the ring with your opponent, you will appreciate me. The training of God's children. Because we are talking of spiritual warfare. We are not talking of physical warfare. That is why the training has to be rough. Has to be hard. That is how you see hard sermons. That is how you see hot sermons. Because when you get to the ring with your opponent, then you will appreciate the sermons. But if you want to be pampered, when you face your enemy, who does not pity, who does not, who doesn't show no mercy, who does not pity anybody, does not spare at all, then you will know how far. Amen. We went further to talk about the weapons of Satan. Because God, who is our trainer, He has to let us know the kind of person that we are fighting with. And he has to tell us the weapons he used so that we can check the weapon we have, whether we are able to face it with it. So we talk about the weapon that Satan used. If you are going to fight somebody and the person is using cutlass, you know that you have to carry more than cutlass. If somebody is carrying cutlass to face you, there is a distance you can get to before he can injure you. Then you have to get something that you can use to attack him from a far away distance. It could be a bow and arrow. We can get somebody from the back of the building. It could be a gun or things like that. He is carrying cutlass. Even if you fling the cutlass from that place, you can dodge it. But gone. 1 second is already there. One. The prophet told us that one of the tactics of the devil, if he wants to fight, depending on the type of battle, there are some battles that has to do with sickness. There are some battles that has to do with Christianity, whether you will continue with it or not. Depending on the battle, we determine what we use. The prophet said that some of his weapon is to try to show you the failure of someone. This is you are knocking your head up and down. May I tell you something? This sickness that you have, there is nobody that recover from it. Go and check from all those hospitals. Go and ask doctors. Let them tell you. What is telling you that you are going to die? If you want to attack your, maybe you are seeing your leg is still dangling, whether to follow the message, whether to follow God or not, don't mind it. Even some of the ministers, they are not living right. Nobody can live by the message. Even the minister, I saw the other day, you are drinking. It depends on the type of battle you want to face. That will determine the way we attack you. If you are not balanced, you are finished. If you come and tell me, say, nobody. Nobody. You can't even tell me, nobody. Have I have this guy? In the message, there is no sickness that comes before the pillar of fire that is not healable. We have it live. You can listen to it. Every sickness you can mention under heaven, practically all of them came before the pillar of fire in the time of the prophet, and they recovered. Because we have few ones that did not recover for whatsoever reason. It could be because of them. It could be because God has determined that the end has come, whichever way. But nevertheless, for you to say that this type of sickness, that they can, you are lying, you came too late. You came too late. One day I will also give you my testimony. I start from 2020, of course, from 2018. Then it was increasing and increasing. 2021, you know, evidence of cancer was given to me. Mm-hmm. Then when the process joined, the devil said the prostate is already cancerous. Because that cancer in that day has gone to that. No. No, when the devil is going to even deal with a church member, he will deal with you as a church member. When you know the person is to fight with, know that it's a minister, it's a be, he will go to raise his but nevertheless, no matter where he carry and go, God pass him. The devil use the 5 senses of the body to fight, see, feel, taste, smell, and hear. He also used the five senses of the spirit to also fight. Memory, affection, conscience, imagination, and reason. There are some of them that he uses very, very well. That is reasoning. Do you think when this is like this, do you think it's reasonable? Somebody went to primary school, he finished. He entered secondary school, he finished. He entered university, he finished. He now remained only 1 year of service for the person to continue his career. They are now saying the person must not wear charge. And the law required that without this, you can't get work and not even proceed to master's. Do you think it is reasonable for somebody to use this kind of fanaticism and ruin his entire life? God is not as mean as that. Satan is talking. God is not as mean as that. He knows that you are helpless. He will bring somebody. Somebody will come who is going to skate through. And the person will not wear the trouser. And it will damn the consequence. And still survive in this life. The reason why things are very difficult for us in this regard, let me tell you, is because even the people that we know that are big, big people, we can't even approach them with it. Why? When they hear what is the matter, and you now tell them, charger, and say, so what is in that? No, so what is in that? I bet leave it if that is stop with this nonsense. And know a sister that the father is a cunning. She couldn't tell the father that they did not allow me to serve because I could not wear charger. The father will almost shoot her head, blow her head. Because the father will see that one as fanaticism. The type of useless church are you going that you cannot wear that? Are you going to wear it for life? What's wrong with you, sir? But she made up her mind that this abomination, I'm not going to wear it. You know how they are doing now? They will tell you that, okay, even if you are not wearing anything, all the parade and everything, if you want to come and sign, enter this office here. Change and wear it, come and sign, and then go back there and change back. So they are ready to give you a cover. A cover. Brabram told us that in the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that there are proposals for them, also like that one, that they don't need to go and bow in the public, don't bow secretly here. And that's all. We will say that the case is settled. But the people have made up their mind that no matter what happened, we will not bow. It was when the people did not agree to this soft something that the king got annoyed. What is wrong with you, sir? I will kill you, but I'll kill you several times. What is wrong with these boys? Look like I'm tolerating anything, but I don't like rudeness. What sort of foolishness is this one? Look at this one, small boys now. Is it because somebody has given you position that you want to now begin to do something? Go and kill the fire. Then I come and seal with the lawyer from my hand. Then the boy stopped back. He said, be known to you, O king. If you talk like this, we also tell you that our God that we serve, he can deliver us from your fire. Even if he does not deliver us, we are not going to bow. We are ready to leave this earth today. For somebody to talk like that, it's like to face Tinubu directly and talk with his face like that. The king was enraged. I am killing it. I put it. We all have the result with us today. Not only that one, this their action finally led to the alteration of the constitution of that kingdom. It led to alteration. They have to amend the constitution to say that anybody that say anything against the God of these people, because he's the only God, you may not serve me too, but anybody that say one thing against their God, your house will become a donkey. Their action led to the alteration of the constitution. Even if my own does not lead to the alteration, I will take my stand. Even if nobody know me, I will take my stand. Because somebody is recording. When we are talking of spiritual warfare, this warfare is different. The temptation and the trials of each person is different. There is one you will face as student. There is one you will face as a worker. There is one you will face as a businessman. There is one you will face as housewife. There is one you will face as parent. There is one you will face as children. You will face different ones. That is, each one is different. The one you are compromising on, you don't know that is the only one that is ready for you to pass. When you fail, then you are failed. You may not even live to the age of having children, not to talk of maybe you witnessing the death of a child. But it may be that you are going to face an issue. Like one of the NYC people was telling me the other day, some years back. He said, do you know how many people that's the state director of NYC. Said, do you know how many people that is in the camp? But as she mentioned, about 3,000 or something like that one. She had 3,000, only one person. We now come and be an exception. In Babylon, we don't know how many thousands of people. But only three was an exception. When it comes to Daniel's oath, only Daniel was an exception. Everybody will face something. What you will face, I don't know. At least I've seen Malachi 4 preacher that called me and told me that this thing we are just, it looks as if we are the one that is just forcing the children, that he doesn't see anything bad in them wearing this trouser. I witness in this building as I'm talking so. That is his own revelation. That is his own revelation. He will answer for himself. Amen. Reasoning is one of the weapons of the devil. Another weapon Satan uses is to cause people to misconstrue God's word. And to misconstrue is to interpret erroneously, to understand incorrectly, to misunderstand. All these are explanations of misconstrue. And then the prophet said that to misconstrue one word of the messenger of an age, he said it leads to total annihilation. To misconstrue one word of the messenger, he said it is total annihilation. You have gone completely. Amen. And he said that is what Satan does in the greatest battle ever fought, paragraph 209 to 211. May I draw you one paragraph? 209. See now what did Satan do? Satan had the others anointed. Now Satan anoints his servants. Oh, sure. He anoints his servants. What does he anoint them with? With unbelief. Satan and his demons anoint humanity to disbelieve God's word. It is an anointing. Like I tell you, disobedience is an anointing spirit. Obedience is a spirit. When somebody is anointed with the spirit of obedience, which is actually when it is the real anointing of obedience, which is the confirmation of the Holy Ghost, not that you are obey one and disobey another. No. When that thing actually happens in your soul, every word that you know that it is tied to God, come from God, something make you, your entire being, to obey it. You don't have anything against it. You are satisfied with what God says, and you follow it. Amen. But Satan made sure that his own children does otherwise. Let me read just this paragraph from End Time Evangelism to buttress what I've just said. Paragraph 71. Now we are in the evening time, and the messengers down through the age, we find out that at the beginning, when the messenger was sent to misconstrue his word or to doubt one word, it was total annihilation and eternal separation from God. To misconstrue that messenger's word, and the first messenger himself was God himself. The first messenger, it was God himself. After that, he had been sending messengers. He sent Noah. His message was misconstrued. It was total annihilation. He sent Moses. His message was misconstrued by the majority. It was total annihilation. All the other messengers he had been sending, each one of them, they have more people that misconstrued their messages than those who believe. And the result is the same, total annihilation. But Abraham said, when the Jews rejected Jesus, against every evidence, because they are following the law, they brought him to the judgment hall. And the person who is sitting at the judgment seat, he examined him with the law of the land, and was blameless. And he said, I don't find any fault in him. According to the normal thing with something, he should be discharged and acquitted. Okay, in case I didn't know how to check well, let error do. Error check, he said, you go back. According to our own law, this man is guiltless. So you, he said, the judgment will be from your side. When Pilate had him back, he told the people, what do you see I should do with this man? Because for me, I don't find any fault in him. So now there are two people here. The other one is proving to be guilty. And I'm robber. He said he did not have any cause to even make an appeal to say he's not guilty. He's guilty. So he said, which one do you have the least of you out of these two? Is it Jesus that is called Christ or Barabbas? He said, give us Barabbas. Ah, what about Jesus? He said, let him be crucified. He said, why? What evil has he done? They couldn't bring one evil out. And according to the scriptures, he labored exactly when he collected the note from the wife and everything. He labored to try to see that he will measure. Then he now said, Pilate, come, listen. If you let this man go, you are not a friend to Caesar. Say, crucify. What are crucifying? He said, let his blood. If he's not guilty, his blood, let it be on us and on our children. But Abraham said, from that time, they are all going. He said, the blood is in there. All those ones, they are atomic fodder. All those ones from that time, they are all atomic fodder. Only a reservation of 144,000 of them, which all across the nation of Israel, 144,000. Anybody outside of those ones who already have their name written down with God, they are also all at a, they are object of destruction. Why? Some people spoke for them and said, let his blood be on us and on our children. Just because you want somebody destroyed. Against evidences. Then you make such a pronouncement. I think it's too heavy. It's too heavy. The repercussion is too great. When it comes to this message, guide your tongue. When it comes to this message, know what to say. If you don't believe it, keep quiet and just walk quietly away. Because you talk anyhow, the angel will stamp it. Amen. Robert said that is what Satan did to Eve by anointing her with unbelief in God's word. That is the tactics. And the prophet gave a warning in paragraph 249 of the greatest battle ever fought. He said, when you disbelieve one word of God's Bible, you are disarmed. Why? Because that is your defense. One word, not two words now, not a statement. It's because Eve disbelieved only one word. Don't you, your power, your security lays behind this word. This is where our security is. You can look, you cannot conquer the devil. You have not faced trials. The reason why many of us are wishy-washy is because you have not faced trials. When you are confronted with tongues of fire, you know that not anyhow thing will work. That time, you will be fully in God's word if you are going to overcome. I am telling you. Another weapon of Satan is for him to make you to doubt your source of deliverance. That one, he does it every time. He does it in the time of Brother Abraham. He does it before Brother Abraham. Is he doing it now? We read that day from the world falling apart. Brother Abraham telling us of a minister that the devil was making to try to disbelieve, to doubt him. And the prophet picked it up in a discernment and warned him, don't do it. He said, because my name is sometime. Few days after, the devil had afflicted him. Then the prophet said, what did I tell you? Satan knew that this one was coming. So he was preparing the ground for his arrow to pierce the brother. That is why he was trying to make him to doubt the prophet. This gift of the prophet that he says, he is not impeccable. The gift, anybody can have it. He's a human being, can make even some mistakes. Anybody can have it. That one does not mean anything. While he was battling with that one, the prophet picked it and warned him. God help him. Then, when his enemy struck, then the prophet said, this is it. And because the brother, God has helped him, then God told the prophet, the prophet told his sister, the wife, he said, to get the handkerchief, go lay it on him. And when you do it, he said, you do this in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is how the devil left. Amen. in a service. The prophet was preaching. And Satan was walking on his sister to be doubting the prophet. And the prophet pointed to her and warned her. Don't do it. In the message proving his word, 1964, he told him, paragraph 158, he said, he is teaching you to try to doubt it. He said, and you that are sitting right here, if you want me to call your name, it has been Satan has been trying a long time to get you to doubt me. Don't do that, sister. Right in the service, the prophet pointed to her. That happened every now and then. But those that God want to show mercy, he will do that to them. There are some that nothing will be said to them. And they will never be able to get deliverance for what they are asking for. Amen. We read also from the spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 324, the prophet said, you can only serve God as you do and believe the servant that God sent, that God sends. You can only serve God on earth, see, as God's servant that is sent on earth by divine inspiration interprets the word to you. Amen. That is the way you can serve God. Praise be to God. Now we want to continue now with God's weapon. I thought by now I would have closed, but I'll still do a little few minutes. And then I will just deliberately not quit it 12 o'clock. But it doesn't seem as if the strength is insufficient. The strength is still available. So but I will just stop at the time. The Lord bless you. All right. Second Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. In the past sermons, and I want to repeat this, that most of the battles, the prophet said, of course, it's in our mind that we those battles happen. The Bible said, with heart, man believeth. With mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Those who disbelieve, they disbelieve from their heart. Those who believe, they believe from their heart. So whatever happens, positive or negative, happens in our heart. We don't say much out. But the real thing, it is out where everything is settled. Even Satan, according to the scripture, he said you have said in your heart. You thought in your heart. Satan, what he's thinking is what the scripture wrote down. Amen. So this fighting that we are fighting, which is not after flesh, that's why the Bible says that the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. Because we are not fighting with what we can see physically. He said, for the weapon is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to cast down imaginations, ungodly imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, which is the devil. That's what he tried in the beginning. And bringing into captivity every thought, every negative thought to the obedience of Christ. When a negative thought enters into your heart, like we said before, you must address it. If you don't address it, Satan has gained ground in your life. Did Abraham preach what is the Holy Ghost? I said it before. Satan came to him that morning and see the type of title he was preparing to preach. Then see what Satan was bringing to him that same morning. Do you know that this Jesus Christ that you are shouting at me, he's just like Billy Graham and Robert, who are the prime ministry. And before you know what's happening, he's scattering everywhere. And everybody is now saying it. Then Abraham opened his mouth. He said, who are you that is talking to my subconscious? Then he began to ask certain questions. Who is that person that the Bible predicted that he was going to be born of a virgin? And he was born like that. Who is that person that the Bible said all the scripture that was said about Jesus Christ, his ministry, his death, his burial, his crucifixion, his everything, the problem begin to bring those scriptures out. Who is he that could dovetail scriptures like that, prophecy like that? Who is that one? Not only that, the prophet concluded by saying that he promised the Holy Ghost to his believers. He said, and I have received it. Then the devil left him for a season. If the devil put anything in your heart, whether about a minister, whether about a brother, whether about a sister, without a substance, that is why it is the devil. If I stole, listen, if I stole, and I actually stole, and somebody look at me, and look at me as thinking is that, look at the thief. It's not the devil that put that one. It is fact. It's fact. What we call the devil is something that is not real, something that does not exist, something that is a lie. That is the thing that comes from the devil. Are you following me? The people in the house of clay, they went to go and tell Paul. See, Brother Paul, some of these people, Naso. It's not the devil that spoke to them. It is facts. And they went to report to the person that is their overseer. And Brother Paul came and said, it has been declared unto me by them of the house of clay. That is reporting. And that is not gossip. Sometimes we model gossip, we model it with reporting. Reporting is scriptural. And it is messagical. Gossip is what is bad. Brother Paul mentioned the house of clay, the people that said it. So it's not a bad talk. What you say, you must be ready to face it. If it is reported, if you actually report it, you must be ready. Tell them I'm the one that told you. You are reported. That one is no gossip. Because it is what you have seen. There's no gossip in that one. But if you say, don't mention my name, then you are a liar. You have an evil spirit on you. Amen. And if I tell a let me see. You have brought that time. Look at you. Look at that one. We cannot get zero here. If I look at brother, and I said, I was told, you are this, that, and that. And say, who says so? If I ask him, is it true or not? If he says it's not true, I should be able to tell him who says so. That is Christianity. I said, don't worry. That one, I'll be myself. I need to be dead with it. I need to be dead with me myself. And perhaps I don't know what language to use. If I face him with an accusation based on what somebody told me or I heard from somewhere, I'm be ready to message. That is the scriptural way. That is what is scriptural, that is what is message. Any other way that I say I will not mention, I don't want to cause confusion, I don't want to cause fight. Let there be fight. Let there be fight. Because that is the scriptural standard. This one I'm talking about is human, that one is human, human sympathy. Which will never walk God's righteousness. Or once there is a case on the ground, I was told that you are doing like this. Me? Who said that? Okay, wait now. Yes, you told me that this brother, that is righteousness. Remember, I said, I don't want maybe this one, because only that guy. That is righteousness. Anything beyond that one, is it? I'm the one bringing on righteousness inside. And if I don't bring up the matter and I hold what this one has said in my heart, even though I'm not sure, but I keep it in my heart, and it is not so, I will bear the iniquity. I don't easily take people's report until I can prove it. I will trace until I get to the root of the matter. And if the one that told me is one line, he will get it. May the Lord be gracious to us. God's weapon. We just want him to close. The putting on the old armor of God, paragraph 47 to 49. So we find out that these secret agents of the enemy sits around. Each nation now will equip its men with the latest equipment. The very latest. And they study and they do everything. They are trying to counteract the other fellow's weapon. Is that not what the countries are doing? And to get a little more modern a weapon, a little something with a little more point to it, from the bow and arrow to a musket, from a musket to a modern rifle, and from that to an atomic, they just keep building. It keeps them busy all the time, and it is the nation's business. If they want to survive, they want to equip their soldiers with the best equipment that there is. Well, God, you know, he is infinite. Is he infinite? The word infinite means that he knows the end from the beginning. So he knows the equipment that any country can manufacture till the end of this world. To us, they are always new. To God, the best one that they will ever manufacture on this earth, God knows it. It is against that he keeps his own children. Against the yet to be manufactured equipment. Against all that, he keeps his own children. He don't have to think anything better. That is God now. He just got the best to begin with. So you can't improve on it. Nothing can be done about it. He just gave us the best. And that is his word. Amen. That is right. That is his word. The best that can be given. God gives his people is the very best. And that is what he chose for his children. The very, very best. I'm so glad of that. Are you glad of that? I see God our Father and the kingdom that we are delegates of. Amen. Paragraph, the same psalm, paragraph 59 to 61. Now, we find out that God gives his children the best, and therefore, he don't have to improve it. He never changes. He hasn't changed one bit since the first time he gave for his children's protection. Now, when there was war in heaven, and he had to kick out Satan, then he came down on the earth, and he fortified his children with his word. The reason why Eve failed was because she refused to use the word. Now, I want to ask you something. Just think. Now, Eve did not, while she was standing in this great fortress of his word, Satan was on the outside trying to use some kind of a technique to get her out of there. For as long as she stayed behind the word, everything was fine. That is where we make our mistake. We make our mistake when we get from behind the wall. So I believe all Bible believers think it that way. We get from behind the wall, then we are in trouble. But as long as we keep the word ahead of us, don't get ahead of the word. Let the word be ahead of you. You just let it go first, and you just leave right behind it. It plows the dish, and you just walk in it. That is the way it goes. You know, in the time of the children of Israel, when they were going to the promised land, God told them that each time you want to move, let the priests, the Levites, let them put the ark on their left shoulders. So when they put it, and they are marching, they are marching. When they want to cross Jordan, God didn't use the same tactics he used in at the Red Sea when he told Moses. Because that place, they doubted. But in this place, they believe. The people that are to cross Jordan, they believe. He told them, let the Levites put the ark on their shoulders. And as their leg enter into the river will stop. The Levite did not fear. Let's go and test the water and see how deep it is. Because if they do like that one, they are unbelievers. None of them have found that place before. But God told them that just be walking into the river. When your leg enter inside, it will stop. The dead, they didn't think of it. Whether it is sleeping, whether the thing will carry them, or whatsoever, they are not thinking of that one. They are following the instruction that I've been giving to them. And true, as they put their leg, the water here just stopped. And they march. And they cross it. The only problem that we have, and that we will ever have, it is when we think of anything apart from what God said. What God said settles every question, meets every situation, solves every problem, dissolves every doubt, put the back of Satan on the ground. But it is you that will decide the result you will get by your attitude to what the word has said. Amen. God has told the children of Israel from the scriptures. I'll read a couple of it, then we'll close now. We'll start from, I'm just reading 1, 2, 3 scriptures here, or 4, then we'll close. Leviticus 22:7. He said, and you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase a hundred, And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. This is when they were fighting physical battles. If they stand to think of what God said, they will never do it. Because God was telling them that five will chase others. The people they want to chase, maybe they are the same size, or those ones are bigger than them. Because if you want to follow the analysis of those that went to spy the land, they say they are giants. But this that he has said, why is Israel still standing today? Go and compare the population of Iran and the population of Israel and see who is bigger. Iran is a very big country. The other time, all the powers of the world were telling Israel to be careful with the stock everything. Netanyahu did not even answer anybody. He said, what the people have done, they will get it back. And he sent a note of warning to every country. You do anything, say you get it back. And who is this? It's a very small place. How many are there? They are not up to your state in population. And most of the missiles that was sent from Iran, they have something that will take care of all of this. Why? They also read the scriptures. If you listen to Netanyahu speak, you know that he's already referring to the scriptures. That is their strength. As for election, spiritually, all of them, they are coming for that. But physically, according to God's word, as long as they follow this instruction, they will win any battle. Of course, among those that are there, not that we have 144,000 among them, but what percentage is that one compared to the open? This is what they are quoting, this is what God has said, and this is what they are standing. There are five of us, we chase 100. 100 of us, we put 10,000 to flight. So the number of people coming is immaterial. They know that other countries can join their enemy. They are not careful about that. Because when they look at history, they have seen when about five countries gather together against only the few Israel, and they finish them. Amen. Deuteronomy 32:29-31. He said, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they will consider their latter end. He was talking to the enemies. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Lord has shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemy themselves being judges. They also know. These are the scriptures. Now, these are scriptures that pertain to them. And they are using it, they believe it, and it's working for them. Joshua, chapter 23, verse 9 and 10. He said, for the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man had been able to stand before you until this day. He said, one man of you shall chase 100. You know, in one place he said, five will chase 100. But another place he said, one will chase 1,000. One man of you will chase 1,000. He said, for the Lord, your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he had promised you. Amen. In the book of Psalms 91:7, he said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Say, but it shall not come nigh thee. How it will happen is not my business. It's not my business. You know, when I navigate through these terrible experiences I have. Of course, as a preamble, one time, of course, I have written out, because when you are fighting with the devil, you must know how to arrange yourself. You don't fight haphazardly. I wrote out scriptures that if I want to study scripture, that is what I study. Because that is the current syllabus. That is the current syllabus. That is the subject on the ground. Because the devil was trying to force me to go to the grave at all costs. And I believe that I'm not finished here. God is not finished with me. So, and then how do I do the subject? I gather scriptures from Old Testament to New Testament. So sometimes I will feel like the day will never break the way I'm feeling. I tell you the truth. There are things that you, even if you stand before the doctor, you can't even explain to the doctor. So I will read those scriptures. I will read them. Then I will pray. To be honest with you, every time I read those scriptures like that, I feel better. I feel better. It got to a point. Now, this boy, Stephen Oladejo, you know he was in India. So one day he was very sick. And they took him to the hospital. And they said that the blood palate, I don't understand all those details. They said the counting has got very low. And if he did not come back, if he didn't go up back, that's the end. And they were watching it, they were looking at it. So he called. I said, well, I will send you the only thing I can do from here. I send you the scriptures. You read it there. They pass all that they can do for you there. So I sent the scriptures to him. When I sent to him, because he's on the bed, being an IT person, he converted them to audio. So he was playing it. That same night that he started listening to it, the thing reversed. Then from there, I now have the audio of this scripture with me, which a number of people have collected. That's what I now play. Because my wife played that every day. I played. So as I play, I say, this one, it pass any drug self. Of course, I believe in drug. I was using drug. I use drug. But we are drug. I not read this one. Read. Some of the drugs, so sometimes they also have their own side effects. Even when the well, I finished operation, so I was giving a lot of side effects. I was feeling terribly. But I said, this one is a neutralizer. So as I listen to it. That is how I continue to this day. Let me be honest with you. If you are facing a battle, you can't face any battle that is you are battling with Satan apart from the word way. You won't just find out what has the word said about it. Finish. If you are seeking for the Holy Ghost, don't go and be reading seeds. That is, you are reading outside the syllabus. That is not the current subject that is on ground. The seeds are wonderful as they are, will profit you nothing. For that, you not even understand it. You need the Holy Ghost for the world to be understand the seeds. So there are things you need to read. That is where you glue your eyes. Even if it is only three sermons or daily basis, you are listening and things like that and praying, because this is the current thing. It's not because you listen to yesterday, say, then I will now go and look at 70 weeks of Daniel. It's outside your syllabus. The current problem you have is the Holy Ghost. So if it is only three sermons you are listening every day, continue to listen to them until you see the result. Are you following me? If you don't have the grace and inspiration how to fight this battle, Satan will put your back on the floor. The weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Lord's piano and our life will continue from here next time. God bless you. May His coming gladden our hearts. Shall we bow our heads? Training that God gives to us. Look at the captain and see how to attack. But the weapon is for defense and for attack. You cannot exist on this earth, a child of God, without having to fight with the enemy. Brabran said, I run into the devil every day. Paul said, I fought with beasts. Except Abraham said, if the devil is not after you, it means he has gotten you. If the devil is after you, it means he has not gotten you yet. We are not to run away from the devil, we are to meet him and face him. with the weapon that has been given to us, which is the word of God, which is God himself. And when you look at the track record, you can be able to know whether anyone has ever used that weapon and they are disappointed. If you use that weapon faithfully, you use it sincerely, you use it without missing anything with it, I can assure you, my brother and my sister, you are a winner. Would somebody desire the help of faith from God? I would like to be remembered in prayer. Will you just lift up your hand to God? Say, God, remember me. Remember my request. Remember my petition. When Anna brought hands to the temple at that day, Eli, God's representative, though backsliding, but he was God's representative at that time. And the Lord answered the prayer of Eli. He said, the Lord grant unto thee thy petition. And it was granted. What about when we find grace in the sight of God? Under the blood of his own son, not as a backslider, but as one that has obtained grace and mercy before him. Hold your request in your heart as we offer this word of prayer. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for your word. It's ever new. It carries its authority. It carries his power. It defeats the enemy anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. We thank you, dear Father, Lord, for all you have done for us in this journey, for your children, the battles we have fought. Lord Jesus, no one can be a victor except they have gone through some battles. Lord, but our joy is that you are our captain. You are the one leading. And Lord, as long as we are behind you, we know you as a captain can never be defeated. We thank you. We want to ask at this hour, give us the grace as the word has expanded unto us. How to fight the enemy, may we do so, Heavenly Father. Sometimes it will be like child's play. Your prophet told us that except you take the kingdom of God like a little child, we cannot enter into it. He says sometimes we want to do like an adult. But God wants us to act like children. Some of the requirements, it demands that we act like little children, like people who doesn't know anything. Because your word says that who will it teach knowledge? It is those that are drawn from the breast that win from me. Lord Jesus, help us to make use of this instruction to our profit, to our benefit, for our victory over the enemy and over every situation. Give us that grace, Heavenly Father. We know that the enemy, which is your enemy and our enemy, your word has told us already that he will fight, but also went further that he will not prevail. Dear Jesus, say, when the enemy shall come in like a flock, your spirit will be present to lift the standard against him. Righteous Father, we know you are faithful to your promises. Oh, Jehovah God, help us, dear Father, always to dictate the move of the devil and to take our side with your word. Grant it, King of Glory. Every request that is raised, Lord, signify before you by the raising up of these hands. May the hands of the angel touch every hand, Lord, and may you meet every need, dear Father. Grant it, King of Glory. Heal every sick and afflicted. Deliver the oppressed, Lord. Those, O Jehovah God, that the enemy is perhaps battling, Lord, with doubt and whatsoever, may you set them free from such trouble. Help us to believe you and believe all your word, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We want to, Lord, commit the next service ahead of us to your hand. We pray that you will make it a great blessing unto us. We also ask that the one that is on baptized this afternoon, may you take that one's life, Lord, and fill such with your spirit, dear Father. Brother and our sister that you have called your daughter home, be their comfort, be their strength, and give them the grace they have need of, Lord, to stand with their testimony. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, since we have asked them with faith and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. We will first, when everybody is seated, we want to have the ballet able to be on their feet so that we sing for them. Let's listen to this. The officers want to see the following brethren after this service. Brother Lua Shem Salami, Brother Lua Tobia Falami, Brother Tumibi Ayilara, Brother Boluti Fe Bamadele, Brother Isaiah Bamadele, Brother Bernard Usua, Brother Taiwo Odunjo, Brother Kendi Odunjo, and Brother Joshua Okejuna. They are nine in number. I believe they are to meet in the deacon's office, right? He said immediately after the service. Will you not affect their collecting of biscuit? You said? It did not. Okay. Because I don't want nobody to come and meet me. Say, you are the one that said you should go and meet the deacon. Now we come and have no biscuit. We didn't say anything. So you say, we didn't go by. All right. This one said that there is a pack for every children from age 1 to 5. From age 1 to 5. That is those people who have not started the Sunday school. Is that? Eh? 5 goes to Sunday school. Okay. Well, the thing is age 1 to 5. So if your child is within this age bracket, he says you meet Sister Bioye under the tree. Age 1 to 5. Toba did you 5 love? Am I love? Don't adjust the age now. Okay. This one says announcement, exit order. We want the children and the adolescents to exit the auditorium through the door at the right side. I think this one. Professor. Is this the road at the right side? Okay. Because the right side to the pulpit now. So why the rest use the other two doors? So this place is where the children and adolescents will go out through. Then either of this or this one, the rest of the congregation. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Shall we rise? When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. 87.
City of our God.